prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is the 8th day of March 2022. And tonight we have two special guests. We're going to start one out the first half hour with a very special guest that I have watched before on TV. I've watched him make speeches and stand up and talk about Christ in public. I know for a fact that some years ago when Cracker Barrel started not to handle their merchandise because of their stand on homosexuality, they didn't back down. Cracker Barrel did. And I have very, very much a high regard for this gentleman and his family. But we're going to talk a little bit here for the first half hour. I'm going to skip all the commercials for a minute. We're going to talk to Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty. Phil, are you there?
I'm here.
It is so good to have you, sir.
Good to be with y'all. I'm down here on the banks of the Ouachita River.
Well, I'm up here in the hills of West Virginia, but anyway, okay. And we talked some before the break, and you and I are right and there the same age. We've lived long enough to see this country go from some of a moral, godly country to a sewer, have we not?
They did a survey in 1965. Somebody did a big survey. And I was 65. I was a freshman at Louisiana Tech. They did a survey, and 75% of the people said that religion is it has to be there, and morality it has to be there. So you fast forward. They did one here about a couple of weeks ago. It had dropped from 75% that thinks that Jesus Christ should be mentioned and taught in all schools and households. Now, from 65 to 2022, they did one a couple of weeks ago, that level of people dropped down to 49%. So
wow.
Over half of us now have decided what some of the people at Rome decided, the rulers, when the Apostle Paul talked to them, because they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God.
That's right.
God gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. They become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, depravity. This was written to the Roman Empire now.
Yes, it was.
Mid first century when this was written, they're full of murder, strife, deceit, malice. They're gossips, slanderers, God haters, insolent, arrogant, boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They're senseless, faithless, heartless, and ruthless. And by the way, what happened to the Roman Empire, brother? Just think about it.
Yes.
It's not an empire anymore. It collapsed. There's nothing but rubble over there where it used to stand. therefore, we're headed in the same direction as the Roman Empire did. When once you say, I don't think it's worthwhile to retire, who's this Jesus? Once you get to that, look out, because hard times are fixing to come our way.
Well, we're told in Psalms 9:17 that nations that forget God are turned into hell. And last time I checked, hell was not a pleasant place to be. But you know, just quoted some of Romans chapter 1. They went over to everything from men wanting men, women wanting women, and they called it natural.
Yep.
And today in our public schools, our boys and girls are, that they don't know whether they're boys or girls. And the teachers and the instructors are telling them, well, we can help you change that. If you don't be a boy, we'll make you a girl, and vice versa. Our nation has disintegrated into nothing. But brother, what breaks my heart is I'm watching the churches stand by and do almost nothing about it. They're very silent on the issue. They don't want to talk about it. They don't bring it up behind the pulpit. I thought our job as preachers and pastors would bring up the hard news, preach the gospel, tell the truth, and hope somebody repent. Isn't that our job as a preacher to do that?
Well, sure. And not only that, I keep reminding the brothers and sisters every day, every time I'm with them, I say, y'all got to realize that a couple of hours a week going to church, as they call it, we are the church.
Amen.
So on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday really displays who we are as a people. So
Amen.
We just need to realize that. Romans chapter 12 says, in view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as living sacrifices.
Amen.
And which is your spiritual act of worship. So we just, 2 hours is not going to do it. We have to become light of the world, and we ought to become salt of the earth everywhere we are at all times, because it's just not enough to meet with the brothers one time a week.
Amen. Amen. Well, you said the same thing I've said. The church is not the building. We're the church. And I say this completely holy, righteous before God. Wherever we are as His church is holy ground. We should act that way. We should live that way. And scripture tell me that without holiness, no man shall see God. So we can't play Christian. We either are or we're not. Is that fair enough?
Yeah. You bet. That's 2 Corinthians. He said at the top of it, chapter 5, since then we know what it is to fear the Lord, we try to persuade men.
Yes.
And on down below there, from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. That's whether you're at work, on your job, playing ball. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and he gave us, everybody, all the members of the church, the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to Christ, not counting men's sins against them. Just think. I want all your listeners to just think of this. What are the odds that out of all the human beings, the people, men and women on planet Earth, what are the odds that we count time by one of them? 2,022 years ago, God becomes flesh. Jesus is his name. Born of a virgin. He dies on a cross to remove all our sins, and I had many, many sins. They put him in the grave, and he said, before he did it, I'm going up to Jerusalem, I'm going to die, they're going to bury me, in 3 days I'll arise from the dead. And on that resurrection on the third day, what are the odds that we count time by him, and someone has delivered us and removed all of our past sins, not counting our future ones against us? He's there to mediate for us, 1 John 1. And on top of all that, he's guaranteed we'll be raised from the dead and live forever. I don't know why more people are not running toward him, because there's never going to be another one like him. And there's one way out, and the rescue is through Jesus. And if you miss him, you have missed it all.
You missed it all. You know, the sad part is that man's minds, as we were warned, will become reprobate. They'll become seared. Their mind becomes seared. And their conscience becomes seared. And we're seeing that in America simply because the power that was once in the church of America that convicted souls and led people to Christ had been withdrawn. And God's written Ichabod above the church doors in many places because his spirit's departed, Phil. And it breaks my heart more than anything I can say is see this happen in this country where I grew up. At one time, we went to school. We had prayer school. The teachers read the Bible to us. They prayed with us. As a matter of fact, this may sound, I know this sounds silly today, but one of my teachers, and when I'm fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, one of my teachers, Mrs. Anna Doddrell, used to teach young ladies how to set with a dress on because they couldn't wear pants to school back then. The girls couldn't. And she would teach me how to set as ladies.
Man.
Now, can you imagine what would happen today if a teacher would ask to show a young lady how to set properly in school? They go half naked already anyway.
Yep.
I mean, that's how much has changed.
The kicker is, on top of all of that, and all the murder raid and the ripping babies out of the women's wombs, you say, what in the world? They're looting, burning, shooting, spray cans of paint saying F everybody. And they're running around, and it's half of America. I mean, we're talking...
Yes.
You know what? 150 million people. What I keep trying to remind people of is that they don't know what love is. Jesus said the greatest commands in the Bible are love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. He also said, look, you've heard it said, some have said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. He said, but I'm telling you, love your enemy and pray for the ones who persecute you, because I'm persecuted every day I get up. But we've become a society where love is no longer here. Listen to this. 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient. And just look at our society. Love is kind. What happened to that, to kindness? Love does not envy. Love does not boast. Love is not proud. Love is not rude. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. And check this out with this cancel culture crowd. I just wrote a book on it. It keeps no love. It keeps no record of wrongs. Wouldn't it be great if we just learned how to forgive each other as Jesus forgave us? Well, he's hanging there like an animal strapped to a tree, spiked to a tree, and he looked down on them, and his final words were, forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing.
Amen.
So there's a love deficit going on in America, and you know the evil ones control most people. They don't even believe in Satan anymore.
Oh, no. Well, but you know, but this is maybe sounds contrary to what you said, but they make mockery of this. They now have Satan worshiping clubs in schools, and they go into the schools and actually teach the children how to worship Satan. But they say they don't believe in Satan or God, but they go in there and worship Satan. Our society, without the Spirit of Christ, where the Spirit of Christ is, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Without the Spirit of Christ, there is no contentment, there is no peace, there is no happiness, there's no true joy, there's nothing there without Christ. That's in an individual's life, or a home, or a state, or a country. Without the Spirit of God, there's nothing there to build on.
Nothing. You know, in Galatians, it gives you a good, pretty good look at the differences in the two groups. And the two differences between the groups are stark. You got one group, the acts of the sinful nature. This is Galatians 5 for you Bible students. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Always at the top of the list. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies. I warn you, as I did before, those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's on one side, and there's a mighty throng of them. The other side is us, and we're trying to get them to see that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. That's the difference between the two groups, and boy, is there a difference. So what we're trying to do is, I love them. They tried to cancel me. You say, you still love them? Jesus died for them. I still love them. Point them to Jesus. But I'm just looking at them and listening to them. I'm thinking, what in the world ever happened to these United States of America? We
Amen.
Don't believe our founding fathers knew what they were doing, but they all were godly, 99% of them. So we've forgotten God. And it's fixed to see hell on earth unless there's a mass repentance.
Well, you know, in 1 Corinthians 6:9, it says that, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, that means, I don't care if you call yourself a church Christian or not, and go to church three times a week. It says, be not deceived, neither fornicators, that's shacking up people, sex before marriage, nor idolaters, worshiping something besides Christ, nor adulterers, that's sex outside of marriage, when you marry couples, nor effeminate, and that does not mean homosexual, that means soft, womanish men. Oh, boy, do you see those today. Nor abusers of themselves of mankind. That's homosexuality, lesbianism. But effeminate. Brother, we got to talk about your book, and I don't want to get started. We end up preaching all night long. But the effeminate, I see so many today walk around three-piece suits to call themselves men. They're soft, effeminate, womanish, and brutish. I mean, stupid. And I'm not trying to be hicky or hateful. I'm telling the truth. Because they think they're men, but all they are is mistakes with zippers. That's what it is.
The power of evil and Satan is a powerful thing, my man. So we're in the middle here trying to get them. I just say, Colossians 1:13, He, God, has rescued us from the dominion of darkness, thank
Amen.
God,
Amen.
And brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, that's Jesus, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
Amen.
At the bottom of that Colossians 1, once you were alienated from God and were enemies with in your minds because of your evil behavior, he says. Well, I can believe it because I was 28 when I was converted to Christ, but I was a drunken whoremonger, which was pathetic. I look back on it now, it's downright embarrassing, but it was just ignorant, and I was right there on Colossians 1:21. But now, he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in sight. It's a wonderful thing. Without blemish and free from accusation, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. Therefore,
Amen.
I wrote this book to show people, instead of hating your enemies, we love our enemies, we love Jesus, we point them to Jesus, but when it comes to biblical instruction, it's the greatest book ever written. Jesus, there will never be another one like him. It's a one-shot deal, winner take all. And I just throw these books out in there from time to time, remind people we're not getting out of here unless Jesus was here and we're counting time by him. Somebody said, well, let's see, it's 2022 A.D., Anno Domini, year of our Lord. They said, well, what'd they call all the years before Jesus got here? You call those years all the years before Jesus got here. B.C.
That's true.
You think it'd take a fool not to at least investigate him, for crying out loud.
Well, you would think so, seeing that his words are steadfast worldwide for 2,000 years. But, you know, and you were talking about being translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light in Colossians. In Philippians chapter 3, I think about verse 20, it says, our conversation is in heaven. I looked up word of conversation one day. You know what that word conversation means? It literally means citizenship. Our citizenship is in heaven, Brother Phil. It is. Now, I will stay with man and try to keep up with him and do what's right. As long as his laws are right, I will obey his laws. When the contrary to my kingdom laws, I can't obey those laws. I may end up in jail one day for preaching gospel. I may go to jail, but so what? I won't be the first nor the last. But this is so serious, and I will discuss your book. And I wish I could talk to you some more. I think we could. We can sit and drink less iced tea and talk quite a while. But your book, Uncancelled, Finding Meaning and Peace in a Culture of Accusations, Shame, and Condemnation. Well, that's a long title, but it's right on.
Yep.
And I know that you stood strong. You probably lost money because of it, and your businesses. Who knows what it could have cost you? And I know you've lost friends and family. I have too. So there's nothing strange about that either. But tell us about the book very quick. We're down about the last 6-7 minutes. I want to get you on about this as much as possible. Tell us about your book.
Well, it's just a book about what do you do when people come at you. Look, everybody and his brother, they're making it, since it's internet come along. For your listeners, I'm 75 years old. I never got around to purchasing several things. One, I don't own a suit, and I've never owned a cell phone. And someone says, you never clicked on to the internet? I said, I've never clicked on to any kind of internet or cell phone. I usually ask them, what am I missing? And they look at me kind of funny, and most of them say, actually, Mr. Robinson, you're not missing anything. I said, so why fool with it? I said, I've heard that little black box, that little thing, is full of mischief. I said, I don't think I'm going down that road. I don't need that. I said, I'll just read my Bible. I'll look up the Bible verses. If I want to find out about something that happened in history, I said, I got World Book Encyclopedias right there beside me.
You have to read, do that.
There ain't
know
no
how to
funky
read.
Stuff. There's no funky Yeah, there's no funky stuff in the encyclopedia, but I heard that there's some bad stuff on that little old black box, so I ain't fooling with it.
I understand that, and I cannot say I've been that good. I really don't. I have a cell phone. I do everything with when I travel because people get a hold of it. But nonetheless, I respect what you're saying. I truly do, because everything that could be used for good, man turns to evil, and that's just the way it is. From the Adam to TV to everything.
It's our job to love them enough to preach Jesus to them, and that's what we do. So I've been doing these interviews for the last month and all across the country, you know, but beaming out, you know, trying to get them. But I'm just trying to get them to America to repent.
Amen.
I would hope they would. I'm trying to tell them, we don't hate y'all. We love you, for crying out loud. We convert homosexuals to Christ and all that. There's a lot of them that turn back to Jesus. So we just preach the gospel to them. We love them, and we move on down the road, and we don't condemn anybody. Everybody's got to remember one solid thing. There is one judge and one lawgiver, and that's the one that can both save and destroy.
Amen. Amen.
So I'm going to let God do the judging. My job is just to preach the gospel to them. It is great news. It's good news, and they ought to obey it. And by the way, there's a constant stream of people coming down through here, and they come down to be baptized. We take them to the river. If it's real cold, we'll baptize them up in a little trough there, you know. But they come all the way down here from all over the United States. Every week they show up. They just keep coming. They keep coming. So there is something going on out there, because I see some movement on
Amen.
People who have decided to repent and follow Jesus.
You know, it's amazing to me that I got people that call me from France and Australia and some emails from Russia and places. They listen to this hillbilly preacher that far away because prayerfully I'm telling the truth and they're enjoying it. But, you know, you look at the timetable and the way things are going, I do believe we're not out of time. I truly do. We got to do it. We got to work harder, faster, and more thorough. And I tell people all the time, if I'm preaching the gospel and you feel condemned, I'm not condemning you. The gospel's I'm preaching the word of God, and that's what. And thank God that you feel condemned. That means that you're under.
That's Romans 1. I'm not ashamed. It's the power of the God.
Amen.
That the gospel is.
Amen.
It's potent.
Amen.
Well, it's good to talk to you, man. Keep it going. That's all I can tell you.
Well, I tell you what. Now, tell us before you go, how to get a copy of your book.
I think it's what's on the internet?
Was it uncanceledbook.com?
Uncanceledbook.com.
Uncanceledbook.com, folks. Uncanceled.
Yep.
Book.com. And I'll tell you what, brother, if you allow me to give my phone number to Dan, I'd like to talk to you some more about some of these things, because I think you and I are the same age and went back far enough together that we've seen this change in our lifetime, and it breaks my heart. And if it feels good to talk to somebody that sees it, you know, that is not afraid to stand up and tell the truth. I'm afraid that most pastors today I don't get called to preach anywhere hardly. I don't know why. I guess they're scared of me. I don't mean to scare anybody, but I don't get called in to preach anywhere.
Well,
I don't want to say.
I'm about the same boat you are. Well, you got to remember, it's a tough world out there. In your case and mine both, we can't back up, we can't back down, and we can't back off. We have to preach it because it's, well, God appointed us to preach it, is all I can say. So I just go by what the Spirit says, move forward. We love them all. There's a way out of here. Think about it this way. Your listeners, the ones who are still getting drunk and running whores and all, smoking dope, whatever, crystal meth and all this stuff, we deal with them all the time. I just want to remind them that eternal life, immortality, is riding on this, and it's there available for all of us. I would just highly recommend they just think about it twice and lean the other way and come to Jesus. They ought to.
At least take time to ask a question. Ask you a question, me a question. Ask a question about Christ. Who is he?
What
give us a chance to tell us who he is. And my offer to take you deer hunting if you take me duck hunting is still on.
We're going to line that up. I'm going to let you line that up with old Dan over here. We'll work out something.
Brother, I tell you what, I know you got to go, but this has been a real pleasure. And and ask Dan to talk to my producer when you hang up, and he'll give him my phone number and have Dan give me a call.
I'll do that.
God bless you.
No problem.
God bless you, Phil. It's been a pleasure talking to you, sir.
All right, I appreciate it.
Talk to you soon.
Man.
All right. And if you don't mind, Todd, give the phone number to. Okay. Dan, you get a hold. The Todd's going to give my phone number off the air here, and you give me a holler, okay?
Okay, will do. Yes, sir.
Okay, all right, Todd. If you want to get in the phone room, I appreciate it. Folks, I don't want to say. We're going to break now, but that was, I thought, a very powerful interview, and we're going to bring up after the break, we're going to bring up Michael Letch of the Freedom Convoy that's now in around D.C. Discuss that a little bit. Don't y'all go away.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Okay.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistant summer @gmail.com. That's Green with an E at the end, assistant Summer @gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. First half hour with Phil Robinson was a blast. I really enjoyed it, really did. I hope we can get together with him later on, drink a glass of iced tea, and talk about some more things. He and I, being about the same age, understand lots of what's happening. Well, our guest right now for the next half hour is Michael Letts. Now, folks, if you've been anywhere at all and heard any news at all, you know there's been a convoy coming that has descended on D.C. and is circling the area, so to speak, taking a stand for what they know is right, trying to do something that back these tyrants down from their evil ways and take a stand for what's right in the name of Christ and in the name of this, what was left of this country in the way of liberty. We know that in Canada, the convoy up there was met with rice treatment. They know the leaders are in jail, they're now under a police state and a martial law in Canada. Well, we're praying hard for these people here as they're now around D.C. that God will intervene for them and cause something great to happen for His glory and for the sake of the people. And Michael Letts is with me. Michael, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Pastor. It's always an honor to be on your program. And you are exactly right. It is turbulent times that we are living in. I think it was most demonstrated in Canada. We always thought Canada was similar to the United States with freedom and liberty, and that was trounced on by a tyrant named Trudeau, who resorted to basically stormtroopers at the end to imprison innocent people who are simply trying to voice their concerns and constitutional rights to do so. I think they've done it for a reason.
I don't interrupt you, but one thing that makes me angry, very angry, is the lying mainstream media that made them look like a bunch of criminals. Now, they're going to try to do the same thing to you, brother. You know that. I want to warn you in advance. You're going to try to make y'all look like a bunch of radical, half-witted morons trying to destroy the country, as you did in Canada. We know it's a lie. But unfortunately, the majority of people in this country are so brain-dead and so brainwashed that anything that ABC, CBS, and CNN says has got to be gospel, and they believe it.
But I think things are changing in this country. I think the vast majority of Americans are waking up and realizing that the mainstream media is basically an arm and a tool of the democratic leftist socialist position, attempting to destroy the last bastion of hope and freedom in the world, which is America. They've done a very good job of it because we love them.
And we have set back through ignorance, apathy, or whatever you want to call it, maybe cowardliness, we let it happen. We let it happen. May I ask you, Michael, if you don't mind, on public radio, how old are you?
I am 58, just turned that last week. So
well, happy birthday. Well, you're still younger.
You.
I'm 73.
Yeah, well.
And, you know, I just got fun with Phil Robinson. He's 75 years old, and we've been around a little bit longer than you all have, and we've seen things change even more than you all have. I can remember going to school growing up, and we could take a gun to school and put it in the office during the classes and go hunting after school. We used to have prayer every morning. I mean, bless our food before lunch.
The Pledge of Allegiance. Right. Reciting the Pledge of Allegiance every morning, prayer every morning, and reciting prayer for the meals. No question.
It is absolutely phenomenal how far we come in my lifetime and your lifetime. But the younger generation, I'm saying younger from 30 down at least, maybe 40 down, They never had what we had. How do you know that we once took guns to school? How do you know that you lost that right if you never had to start with?
That's correct. And you know, one of the things that's so tragic, and this will all tie into the discussion we're having about what's going on in D.C., but of course, you remember that was done on the basis of separation of church and state, which, by the way, is never in the Constitution to begin with. But we wanted to make sure there was no teaching of religion in any of the classrooms. So what they did is anything that came from religious principles, i.e. honesty, integrity, respect for authority, all that was removed from the public school system. So we taught an amoral curriculum, an amoral classroom, and then we wonder why in today's society there's no respect for authority. Crime rate, violent crime is the highest it's ever been in this country. And you get four-year-olds down shooting cops. It's just amazing to me.
It is amazing. But, you know, without Christ, there can be no liberty. We know it. That's where the Spirit of the Lord is.
That's
is
right.
Liberty. When morality is taken out of society, you have nothing left to build on. You can't maintain an individual's life without morality. You certainly can't maintain a home without morality. And you can't maintain a nation without morality. And morals have to be based on something that's unchangeable. God's laws are unchangeable. Man's laws change. God's laws never change. It was sin 4,000 years ago. It's still sin today. But people don't want to hear that any longer. They laugh at us. And now with what you're doing, and I really admire you off doing this, but I'm saying this with all my heart, Michael, be careful. You know there's going to be infiltrators out there trying to set you all up. Be careful.
No question. And, of course, how this video has transpired is you saw the push for liberty in Canada. We saw what happened at the end by a tyrant, by Trudeau, and the use of force. And so the second phase was, well, we're going to do this same stand for freedom and liberty in America. And so it was decided that there were going to be a number of convoys. I was approached by the Freedom Convoy. And the reason I was approached is because they realized what happened in Canada. They wanted to make sure, where does law enforcement and first responders stand on this issue? And when they contacted me, was I for or against mandates? I said, let me be very clear and very frank with you. 4,000 officers were just fired in L.A. County alone because they refused the vaccination. Now, we have the highest crime rate in American history today. We have the most killings of law enforcement and cops in the country that we've ever experienced before. Do you think now is the time to let 4,000 officers in one county alone be terminated? Will that help solve our crime and bring back safety to America? Of course not. And so we were adamantly opposed to mandates. And they asked if I would join. It's part of the convoy steering committee, the co-chair, actually. I was honored to do so because of the fact that this affects every American listening to us tonight. Parents who have lost jobs because it sunk the economy. Children who can no longer understand how to interact with other children because of social distancing, for lack of a better word, or masks, or not being able to go to school at all. It has basically done its best to destroy the very fiber of freedom in this country. And as I just said, first responders who... Explain it to me how you can have a professional first responder, professional law enforcement officer, who no longer can seem to do his job. He's given the right to decide life and death in his job. That's what we have to do when we come upon dangerous situations. Yet he's not given the right to decide what's best for his own health between him, God, and his family and his doctor. It's just there is no common sense. There is no logic. Of course, we're told in Scripture in the last days, people will call evil good and good evil. And we're seeing that now. But obviously, just because that happens in the last days does not relieve us of the responsibility to stand for truth. And so that's how the convoy got started. There were six convoys that went, two from California, two from the Midwest, and two from the North and Southeast. We decided early on in the stage to merge them together. Unify would be a better experience. It has continually grown. There were stops all along the way. It has continually grown to the point it is now. But now here's what's happening in Washington, D.C. They obviously, the same as they did in Canada, do not want us there. So we had a permit to start off this rally on March the 1st. They honored that permit. I was a keynote speaker. However, here's what they pulled. They called in 700 National Guard troops, who are still there, by the way, and are going to continue to be there indefinitely. They closed off the roads so that none of the trucks could get in. The only way you could get a truck into D.C. is if you had paperwork showing you had a delivery in that area, then you were permitted in. If you did not have the paperwork, you were kept on the beltway. So they found a way to make sure that they honored the permit, but now they've issued not a single one since then. They have made sure that they're continuing their position of having barbed wire around the Capitol, around the complex there, making sure trucks are not allowed to come in. They've had the mainstream media film that, so it's kind of like, oh, they said they were coming, but look, they're not here, which is not true, because if you look at the Outer Beltway, today we actually had 68 miles of vehicles.
Wow.
That were going forth. And so it's kind of hard to deny that we don't exist, but they're trying their best to do that. But they're in a very unique situation this time where they were not in Canada because of the fact that InVest, which represents law enforcement, is supporting this issue. The cops out there really don't want to be in the middle of an unconstitutional confrontation. And so we're trying our best to make sure that we are doing everything above and beyond the law, to make sure we're abiding by the ordinances and all, and at the same time making our presence and our demands known. We have the constitutional right to do that, while also respecting law enforcement. And so it's been a very tedious situation. I think it's tense on both sides. We're not giving up our rights to do what the Constitution guarantees that we have the ability to do. And we're already seeing progress. There is pressure being applied to the leadership there. Of course, I was very careful today in my comments to say, you've got to be careful with politicians. They speak the old Indian adage. They speak with fork and tongue, you know, both sides of their mouth. So what they are doing is they understand that America does not approve of what they're doing. So they're removing the verbiage and replacing it with something else. It seems like they're making progress, but they're not. They're saying that they are beginning to lax the mandates, they're beginning to allow masks to be removed, et cetera. But they're still insisting that this president is still insisting that he keep the Emergency Powers Act so that he can bring back those mandates at any point in time. It's very clever. Make sure you reduce them a little bit so that you win re-election or your party. Remember, the midterms are coming up. And then keep that authority so you can go back and do it all over again. And we're not going to fall for those tactics. We're saying revoke the Emergency Powers Act. The president has said, and the U.S. Senate has already voted to do that. But the president has said if it passes, he'll veto it. And, of course, there are not votes there to overcome that veto. But that's just one example of why they're being so smoke and mirrors, trying to deceive the American public.
Well, you know, Mike, you just made a statement there. You said you're making some headway. Y'all are meeting with some representatives now, are you not? You're meeting with some senators and maybe some congressmen?
That is correct. We have been with Senator Cruz, Senator Johnson, Congressman Gates, Congressman Green, Lauren Green, and others who are very supportive and are attempting. We're putting together a strategy as to how to address this issue. I make sure that I have delivered the same message to our congressional leaders, especially the Republicans. Don't fall for rhetoric that doesn't mean anything in the end.
Absolutely. And what kind of, I know you meet now, you're meeting with representatives and different things, but what kind of other headway are you making? Are the people on your side? Are they responding to you positively? Are you running any problems with the cops? And I understand the National Guard's there also. Are you having any problems yet with any of those?
We are not. They are being very respectful, very courteous, because they're in a unique situation. We represent a charity, InVest, that provides active shooter vests to all these officers around the country. So without a doubt, they know we really care about our first responders, whereas the government only uses them for political purposes. They don't care about these cops. They don't care about these National Guard and the military, for that matter. They've demonstrated that. They've demonstrated it by having the same mandates affecting them. They don't care if you've made a career out of the military. You don't do what you're told with the vaccine, you're out of there. And I think the people are waking up to see the truth behind that. They're just wondering what are the next steps. I think we're all wondering that, and I can tell them the next steps are to just simply stand for the truth and do what's right.
Well, I remember you in the program now a few months ago talking about the VEST program you worked with, and I know some cops that know about your organization, by the way. So what are your goals? How long are you going to be there?
Our goals are, and here's the positive, we have actually gotten responses back from city government. Now, city government can't handle the mandates of the federal issue, but they are the ones that are trying to stymie our ability to be able to gather this symbol and to speak. They understand that every day we gain more and more support. There are more people coming. Interestingly enough, people would have thought you would have had a crowd at the beginning of the convoy and tapered off as the time went by. Ours has been the opposite. Ours has grown daily. It is now growing to the point to where we are in Hagerstown, is where our operational center is at, out of the racetrack there. It's gotten so big we're having to use other locations as well. In fact, yesterday, we basically shut down the traffic on the Beltway. We are not intending to deliberately harm anyone in the Washington area, but we did demonstrate that is all we have to do by going around the Beltway is slow down a little bit to the speed limit, and it basically brings that Beltway to a halt. They see the economic impact. So they're trying to determine how can we best get together and work together on these issues. And our point is working together is we want freedom back. Freedom is the basis upon which our Constitution was founded. And without freedom, we have no country. And so this is one point we will not give going to. The question is raised, how long will we be here? As long as it takes.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but a lot of questions come to your mind. How are you sustaining yourselves? I mean, how are you keeping fuel in the trucks? Are y'all sitting? Are you driving? What's going on?
We're doing both. We're taking driving runs every day from Hagerstown down around the Beltway. One to first time on Sunday, it was one time around the Beltway. Monday, it was twice. Today, it was three times around the Beltway. And actually, the peoplesconvoy.com is accepting donations, and there has been a substantial amount of money raised that is being used to fund the expenses necessary to continue this press for freedom as long as it's necessary.
So you're traveling on the road and you're sitting too. I mean, you're there. And what would be the number you think of vehicles you think are involved? Just roughly, just a guess.
Roughly right now, over 3,000 vehicles.
Wow.
And they grow daily.
And where are the people staying? Are they staying in trucks? They take tents? What's going on with that?
Yeah, it's kind of like even the old concerts that they used to have when people would camp out in the fields in tents.
Yes, yes,
people
yes.
Stay in the tents. It's basically that same principle. There are those that are staying in hotels as well, but it's basically that same principle. People from within the community are bringing food. It is just an outpour and a swelling of community support. I was asked by a liberal reporter, why are people supporting what you're doing? And my answer was really, quite frankly, because this affects every single person listening to us today. We've all been negatively affected by it. We've realized that we've lost our freedoms that we never should have allowed to be taken from us to this point. We realize that this country was founded on freedom. Our forefathers fought and died for that freedom, and we're not about to walk away from it and give it up so easily.
You know, brother, and you hit it right on the head. It's really, right when it boils down to it, it's our fault that it happened. I don't mean you and I, but it's the nation's fault. And if our founders could see what we let happen already, and how much we put our trust in government with everything, Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, housing, if they could see we've done that, they may start hanging the preachers first and then go down from there. They will be so disgusted, probably vomit. But now, a lot of folks don't have computers, listen to my program. If someone wants to support you, is there an address to send funds to?
Yes, there is. They can simply send it to P.O. Box. No, excuse me. It is, P.O. Box 101. 21, as I recall. In fact, while we're doing that, let me get that card.
Well, you look it up. That's all right. Look it up. That's fine.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'll look it up, and we'll give you that address.
Yeah, I like you to put it on the air, and I want to send something myself also, so I want to do that myself.
We're honored that
I can't
you would
send
do
much, but, well, brother, this is not a you and I. This is a we thing. Okay, we either stand together or we don't make it. You know, you heard the old saying, we stand together or we hang separately. We got to stand together. And again, I say this with the bottom of my heart. I've been praying for y'all. Be cautious that somebody and do something stupid and get and y'all get blamed for it. So y'all going to be there until... I know you are. I know you are. Just be cautious. But what goals are you looking for? What do you want them to do? What are you shooting for before you have to leave there?
While I have the information, let me give it to you now, Pastor.
Okay.
It is 10120. Two nitros,
okay.
That's two words. TWONOTCH. Two nitros. And, of course, under the one, that's... Office number 124, Columbia.
Okay.
That's Columbia, okay. South Carolina.
Okay.
29223.
All right. Now, folks, I'll give that to you again. Right here we go. Write this down, please. And I'll also make sure that Lisa has it tomorrow. She can get it from her. And who she'll make checks out to, by the way? People's Convoy. Okay, folks, People's Convoy, P.O. Box 10120. That's P.O. Box 10120, 2 notch, like notches on a gun butt back in the old days, I guess, notch and stick.
Exactly.
N-O-T-C-H. N-O-T-C-H Road, Office 124, Columbia, South Carolina, 29223. One more time. People's Convoy, P.O. Box 10120, 2 Notch Road, Office 124, Columbia, South Carolina, 29223. And I'll be putting the check in the mail to you this week for this worthy cause. And so your goal then is to what now? What do you want to see happen?
We have a couple of very strong goals. First and foremost, we're asking that all mandates then be dropped. Now, how do we expect to do that? We don't want to hear verbiage because we hear rhetoric all the time that doesn't mean anything. We're asking that the National Emergency Powers Act be revoked. The president can simply just go ahead and remove it on his own, but we don't see him doing that. So we ask that, A, that it be revoked. B, the second thing that has come about in taking our freedom back, as we realize now, just on this convoy alone, how devastating the president's policies have been on the price of fuel. Fuel has over doubled. It used to be $1.
Oh, yes, and by the way,
I would tell you that
gas will be at least $4.50 for the end of the month, probably closer to $5. I'll just tell you that right now. That's coming from a very good source. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. And so what are we asking them to do? You know, 2 years ago, we were an exporter of gas because we produced more than what we needed in this country. We should never have given up the right to be determine our own destiny by producing our own fuel and our own energy. Cut the
Amen.
Ties with Russia. Cut the ties with Iran. Cut the ties with Venezuela. Open up our workers and our production again in this country and make us energy independent and free. Those are the two things we're pressing for. Now, there's a whole list of things we could do, but we're only asking for two right now. And as we make progress and gain these freedoms, we'll begin to ask for others of our freedoms back.
And so you've been there. How many days now have you all been there now?
Started March the 1st, and today is the 11th, as I recall. So
today's
10 days.
Today's 8.
Okay.
Okay, you've been there about a week.
Days.
Okay. Seems like, probably seems like 10 days. So what are you going to do? We're down the last 3-4 minutes here, Michael. What's your next move? You meet with people now. What are you planning next? What's going to be going on next?
This is what we are doing now. We are continuing our presence on the Beltway. We're working on being able to get into the city itself to begin to demonstrate and to show the great outpouring of American support on this issue. And the next steps are, as we meet with our congressional leaders, as our national leaders, and the city leaders itself, we don't want rhetoric, we want action. So the city needs to allow the constitutional right to assemble and for rallies to be held in D.C. That's what the city can do. On a national level, Congress needs to go on ahead. It's already passed the Senate. The House needs to agree to take it up, and they need to vote on revoking the Emergency Powers Act. Second thing is there needs to be a bill introduced to make us independent and energy free. And that needs to be introduced as well, voted on and passed by both houses. When we see action being taken, then we'll know that we're serious as to restoring the freedoms and liberties of this country. As long as we're sitting at a table talking, that doesn't suffice. We're going to stay until we see action being taken.
Good for you, because I think we've all learned that politicians have been known to lie to us before. So that's
they're the best at it, aren't they? Unfortunately,
they've been practicing for years.
They sure have.
They've been practicing for years.
It was amazing to me to reinforce that point. I was asked the president of the State of the Union, what do I think now about him saying he wants to fund police instead of defund police? And I said, well, you didn't listen to the second part of his speech. He just changed the rhetoric. His objective is still the same. He wants to take the money and dictate where it goes to accomplish his end means anyway. So it just goes to show exactly what you said, Pastor. They're professionals at lying. They don't do what they say.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Unfortunately, that's true about every one of them. Not all of them, but it's a close to being every one of them. I would hate to try to split the difference. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So
I agree.
So you're, please, and I know, Michael, you're up to your eyeball busy, but we're praying for you all, and I'll be sending support. And, folks, I'm going to ask you, if you didn't get the address, call Lisa tomorrow. You can call her toll-free at 800-777-4403. And tell her that you want the address for People's Convoy. Send them $5, $10, $50, whatever you do, $500, whatever you can afford. Let's keep these guys in fuel and food while they're literally on the front lines battling for what's left of our liberties. And, folks, our liberties are disappearing every day. Every day. And if you don't stand up and at least support these people in the front line, then just shut up, sit down, get out of the way, because you're no good to anybody as far as in the battle. That's all I can say. And we're down about the last minute, brother. What do you want to say in closing?
The greatest thing you can do is understand that our country is in its final battle for good versus evil. We cannot win this battle without your involvement, most importantly, without your prayer. The greatest thing you can do is, first of all, bathe us in prayer. Second of all, stand with us, whether it's in spirit, whether it's with financially, any way you possibly can, and together, let's win America's freedom back again.
All right, my friend. Michael, do you mind if I keep in touch with you?
I would be honored to do so. We'll give you every update we have and keep your listeners informed as to how things are progressing.
Well, no, you have our contact, I think. And if you need us, if you've got a thing, put on the air. I'm on the air 3 nights a week, 8 o'clock. If you need to put something on the air, you get a hold of me, okay?
We'll do that. God bless you.
God bless you, friend. Talk to you soon. All right, folks, we love you and see you tomorrow night with a very special treat. You all been praying for Allison, my granddaughter, for a long time. She's with us tomorrow. That share testimony. It's a powerful one. Have a great night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.